The woman slammed the door shut. With quick, smooth motions, she slid first one sword and then the other back into their sheaths. The handles hung low on her back. How did they stay in when they were upside down?
You are in a world of magic and wonder. Anything is possible, Wolf.
Okay.
What the hell am I supposed to do with you?
She placed her hands on her hips as she stared at me on the floor. I peered up at her, found myself staring into her eyes. Three colors stared back at me, gold, green, and a rich brown that made me think of chocolate. I couldn't help but stare. She was really pretty, like humper leg pretty. The air in my lungs froze. I hadn't just thought about humping her leg, had I?
Alex, hungry.
Well, here, you might as well eat my breakfast.
She pointed at the table, and I slowly rose up, resting my nose on the edge of it.
Smells yucky.
With a claw, I poked at a gelatinous glob I suspected was tofu.
It's good for you.
She pulled her chair up and sat down.
So, why were they chasing you?
I slid down under the table.
Alex, no nose.
I wanted to explain, to tell her about the woman in the club, Beauty, that she'd done this to me. Somehow, I just couldn't remember, and that her wolves were going to kill me. Instead, I grabbed the chair legs and rested my head on the woman's thigh.
Stay here. Alex, safe.
Oh, no.
She pushed my face from her lap.
Nope, that isn't gonna happen. You can stay for the day, have a rest, but that's it, got it? Then you have to leave.
I took a deep breath, breathing her in, tasting her, like a brisk fall day, the smell of rain and wind cascading down a mountainside, and the hint of honey. My brain registered and identified her, and like a machine, kicked out a name for her. Tracker.
Alex stays.
For now. You stay here. I have things to do. They shouldn't be back.
Relief flooded through me. As ridiculous as it seemed, I believed her. That they wouldn't be coming back for me. That she would protect me, even though the wolves were five times her size. There had to be a way to get her to let me stay. Maybe she could help me. Maybe she could unstick me from whatever this was that had happened to me.